I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. This morning's new jobless numbers are a little worse than expected. The unemployment rate jumped to 9.7% in August. That is up from 9.4% last month. This is the highest the unemployment rate has been in more than 26 years. The largest wildfire in the history of Los Angeles County is being classified as arson. The person who set the fire will likely face homicide charges for the deaths of two firefighters. The inferno has marched across almost 150,000 acres. Full containment isn't expected until mid-September. On the Afghan war front, the Pentagon is planning to extend deployments for two units to allow troops replacing them a year of home time before redeploying. Officials want to rotate the same troops in and out of the same area on their deployments so they can return to familiar surroundings. President Obama's planned speech to students on Tuesday is drawing heat from some conservatives. An initial lesson plan to accompany the speech suggested students write about how they could help the president. Conservatives called that pushing a political agenda. The White House revised the lesson plan to suggest students write about how to meet short and long-term goals. Astronauts installed a nearly one-ton coolant tank on the International Space Station yesterday. NASA says a large piece of space junk could pass within 2 miles of the station today, but notes it does not expect it to be a problem. The Discovery crew has one more spacewalk on Saturday. Well, those are your headlines this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.